Let's get back to Iran for a few minutes. Confronting Iran directly might be an idea that goes down well in the polls, but there are some serious real-world considerations to take into account, especially if you're a member of the U.S. military currently deployed in Iraq. Iran controls some pretty powerful Shiite militias there. It's something Andrew Exum has written about in The Atlantic. Exum just left office after serving 2 years as the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Middle East Policy. He also served as an Army infantry officer in Iraq, so he knows what it's like to be at the sharp end of U.S. foreign policy.
Well, this has always been a fear of ours, and I think that even most U.S. policymakers involved with the fight against the Islamic State have always said that the real concern about Iraq's long-term stability are these Iranian-supported Shia militias and the challenge that they pose to the state. And the concern has always been that once the Islamic State is pushed out of Iraq, are we then setting up a confrontation between the U.S. forces who would stay in Iraq to teach, train, and mentor and reconstitute a lot of these Iraqi army units that have suffered in the fight, and these Iranian-backed militias? I don't need to tell anybody who served in Iraq that the Iranians were responsible for hundreds of dead U.S. casualties during the insurgency between 2003 and about 2009. And so we've seen firsthand how Iran can make our lives miserable in Iraq. I think that the Trump administration is right to focus on Iran's nefarious activities regionally. They're right to focus on Iran's conventional weapons. However, they need to be very careful in how they sequence their efforts, because what they don't want to do is end up fighting two wars at once. I think there's real risk for the Iranians with this administration, because I think there is appetite in this administration to hold Iranian assets at risk and to potentially pick a fight with Iran over some of the things that it's doing, not just in Iraq, but elsewhere in the region.
If President Trump doesn't sequence the process right, how vulnerable are the U.S. troops? Like, how big a risk is that this could happen?
Well, we, within the Obama administration and within the Department of Defense, and certainly on the ground with our military forces in Iraq, we've gone to great lengths to protect the troops that we have and to keep a distance between them and some of the Iranian-backed Shia militias. But as we saw in the Iraq War, the Iranians can bring in capabilities that could render U.S. soldiers vulnerable, whether it's, you know, lobbing mortars onto U.S. bases or hitting, you know, U.S. armored personnel carriers with explosively formed projectiles. We've seen that the Iranians have the capability. So if Iran wanted to escalate the conflict and escalate the risk to U.S. soldiers, they could do it. I think one of the things that the Trump administration is telling the Iranians is that that is going to come at a cost. Now, whether or not it actually does, I think, remains to be seen.
Yeah, I can almost hear Trump supporters sitting in a diner hearing that vague message and saying, the U.S. has the greatest military in the world. We should just take out the regime in Tehran. When you say the Trump administration seems like they're kind of itching for some conflict, how far do you think they envision that?
I do think that there's a strong strain of hawkishness that exists not only with the president, but also with some of his closest advisors towards Iran. And I think that, unfortunately, a lot of Americans still feel like you can start a war at a low cost, that, you know, you can punch Iran and Iran's not going to punch back. But the reality is that the 35,000 or so U.S. troops that we have positioned in and around the Persian Gulf, that gives the United States great strength. It also gives the United States great vulnerabilities. And as Iran has shown, it doesn't hesitate to also escalate outside of the region through either their proxies like Hezbollah or through their own terror networks.
Former Assistant Secretary of Defense for Mideast Policy, Andrew Exum, thank you for your time.
Sure thing.